Good morning. We're continuing with Hayodim Maklal Laman Aleph Simon Vav. So we said before in Simon Gimel that the tzibur is allowed to be seated during Kriyas HaTarav, and now he's going to contrast that with the people who are getting the aliyah. Hakarei v'chein chazan hakarei shichem lamed. So the person who gets the aliyah, which he's referred to as the karei, and the chazan who is reading along. Again, our version is that the Balkar reads and the Oilo reads along. The Chayotim seem to present that the first minute that he mentioned before was that the Oilo reads and the Chazim would read along to help him. So both of these people, Tzrichim Lama, they need to stand. They have to be standing. Now, the halakha of standing requires a full stature of standing, to support oneself. A person cannot be leaning, he should be standing fully erect in honor of the Sefer Torah. But if he's a person who's heavy and he finds that difficult, so he's allowed to support himself slightly. The definition of slightly is that it's not a full support, i.e., a full support is you're leaning on something so strongly that if the item would be pulled away, the person would fall. So that's called he's being supported totally. Over here, he's being supported lightly, which means not to the point that he's going to fall if it's pulled away. So that's permitted. But Yavit Shakara Miyushov, a person read from the Sefer Torah being seated would be Yotze, will be Yotze. Now, the Mishnah points out that there's a separate issue over here, which is using the there's a lacha of something which is Miyuchad for the purpose of Kedusha, of supporting the Sefer Torah. I can't go into the Oren Kodesh and start leaning. Sit down on the Oren Kodesh, lean on the Oren Kodesh. It's made to support the Sefer Torah. So it's miyuchad for that purpose. I cannot use it for something else. So I cannot use it even to support myself. That's not permitted. So we have on the bima, the shulchan, we have the mapa, which is there in honor of the Sefer Torah. And that mapa, you can't lean on it. You can't use it for the purpose of leaning. So he suggests that this halacha that the Balbosa is going to lean on it would require that he would lift up the mapa and lean on the shulchan directly as opposed to on the mapa. Because the shulchan, since you never put the Sefer Torah directly on the shulchan, so the mapa is the tashmish of Kedusha, and the shulchan is the tashmish of the tashmish of Kedusha. It says, but in a scenario where sometimes they would put the Sefer Torah directly on the shulchan, so the shulchan is going to have this status as well, that you can't use it for the tzarich of a hedyot to support him, to lean on it. Now, what about the status of you have a plastic on top of the mapa? The plastic is not there to mishamish the Sefer Torah. Interestingly enough, the plastic is there to protect the mapa, to protect the cover that we place on the bima, the beautiful velvet cover. We don't want it to get worn out from the Sefer Torah rolling back and forth. So we put plastic there to protect the mapa, which is on the shulchan. So that plastic is there as a tashmish of the tashmish. It's not a tashmish of kedusha of itself. So that would be permitted to lean on. But if there's no plastic there, a person cannot lean on the mapa itself. And if sometimes they put the Sefer Torah directly on the shulchan, which is rather rare, but if that would be true, you cannot lean on the shulchan either. Then he suggests that there's a halacha of Tanai, that, and we discussed this before, when they make the original designation for the purpose of Kedusha, they add a Tanai that if we want to use it, we're not designating only for that purpose. If we want to use it for something else, we may. So then it's not also to get benefit from it than to lean on it. Did we make the Tanai? So sometimes we have something which is known as an unspoken Tanai. It's so obvious and it's so common that we assume that that's what the person meant, even though they did not actually verbalize that. They did not explicitly say that. So since it's common for people to lean, Maybe we could argue that there's an unspoken Tanai when they designate it for the purpose of being the Mappa, for being for the Sefer Torah. You know, they're saying that it's not Meyuchad just for the Sefer Torah. They're having in mind for the people to lean on it as well. So that's a possibility that we might argue. But preferably a person should not rely on that. So even a person who needs, somebody who's elderly who needs to lean, or a person who's about Basar, preferably they should do it in such a way that we're not getting involved in this issue of benefiting from the Mappa. And again, in the case that there's a plastic, it's much easier because he's leaning directly on the plastic. And the plastic is not a tashmish of Kedusha. It's a tashmish of a tashmish of Kedusha. And that's not also for a person to benefit from. Have a good day.